That's the Scorpions on Nova 103.5 with Wind of Change. Speaking about change, life can change in a second. And we are talking about a ride with a purpose to change a life. Every kilometer, a step towards recovery. It is, of course, the Namibia Southern Cross Endurance Challenge 2030. I don't know why I wanted to read 20,000. 2030 kilometers. In the studio with me this morning, I have Janine and Peter Hearn. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Janine, you are the chairperson of the Southern Cross Fund.
Correct.
Can you tell us quickly just a little bit about the fund, obviously to do with motorcycles, to do with taking care of accident victims, people who have been involved in accidents. What is the fund all about and how did it come about?
Okay, so Holger Circulum of the Harley Club, it was his dream child. So he'd spoken about it for a number of years and then he reached out to me and said, let's get going. So we started 2 years ago. There were four gentlemen who did a recce run to see what type, is it doable, what type of time frame are we talking about, because you can't take 3 days to do the 2,000 kilometers. You have to do it inside a set parameters.
Okay.
And so we started. I think we were, and I'm going to lie to you now, 9 or 10 the first year. We had one lady who didn't make it because our rules were a little bit strict in the beginning. We were a little bit crazy. But now we've gotten a marketing professional to assist us, which is also why we're here, to just help get the news out there about what it's about. So we ride the 2,000 kilometers, and it's just to raise awareness for biker safety, collect some funds for the trust so that if you have an accident on your motorbike, we could possibly assist with some medical expenses when your medical aid is tapped out.
Yeah. So, I mean, it sounds like quite a hectic, if I'm looking at the itinerary. I know you say it's not in any particular order, but Windhoek Mariental and back, 522 kilometers. Windhoek Otjiwarongo and back, 518 kilometers. Windhoek Barbus and back, 418 kilometers. Windhoek Karibib and back, 390 kilometers. And then Windhoek Dordibus and back, 190 kilometers. I mean, that's a long distance to drive on or in a car. And I mean, obviously, you know, bikers love riding their bikes, but it takes a lot more out of you, I think, riding a bike than driving a car and those kind of distances.
Yes. So I think the biggest thing is the elements, because obviously in a car, you can put your aircon on. So if it's hot, you put the aircon. If it's cold, you put on the heater and it's all toasty with cruise control. On the motorbike, if it's cold, you're getting cold, and if it's hot, then you're getting hot, and if there's wind, then it is blowing at you. So the purpose, it's not a race, it's not to see who finishes first, it's an endurance challenge, because 2,000 kilometers is not to be played at, but I don't know, I enjoy riding bikes, so for me it's fun. I enjoy the challenge, I enjoy what we call helmet time, right? So I know that other bikers have communication systems and they chat to each other and listen to music. Peter is particularly fond of listening to music when we ride. I'm particularly fond of silence. So I have a couple of hours just to sort my own thoughts out.
Yeah, some nice thinking time there.
Yes.
So, Peter, obviously we're also looking at, as you were saying, it's a limited time period. It has to be done within 33 hours over a single weekend, starting at 6 on a Saturday morning, finishing by the latest at 3 on a Sunday afternoon. And it's going to be done between August and September. Is it a set weekend or a chosen weekend?
Yeah, there is currently a chosen weekend, so we normally try and fit it in where we can. Currently, I think we're running the 5th and the 6th, so the Saturday, if I'm correct.
I think it's 6th and 7th.
6th and 7th, yeah. So starting at 6 o'clock on a Saturday morning, and then we ride until we're done.
Okay. Is it sort of riding in a convoy, a big group together, or do you go out individually and, you know, set different times depending on different bikes or different styles of riding?
Yeah, so definitely we would prefer the guys to ride in groups, and it obviously depends on the riding style and the riding speed that the guys are prepared to do. some of the guys will do it on their own because obviously they might be in a hurry to finish. But obviously the idea of this is to be safe anyway, because of you are doing the majority of it during the day, but a lot of it during the night as well. And obviously when we've done it, you've got to be careful of animals and that sort of thing, and obviously other riders and other drivers on the road. So obviously safety comes first. That's the whole idea of this. That's why this brainchild of Holger's was born. And I think it started with him, looking at the groups, because obviously with the brotherhood, including the ferret kind as well, we communicate on groups on WhatsApp who's going to go for a ride and so on and so forth. If there's an accident, everybody climbs in, and whoever's available then climbs in. And the challenge is there. Then there was requests on those WhatsApp groups, can anybody assist? And this is why I say safety first on this whole thing.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. If you're not used to riding that sort of distance, you're going to feel it. I know the one morning we did, I think, the Morienthal stretch first, and I mean it was -3 most of the way. When we got to Morienthal, I think it was 5 degrees, and I've never been so cold at 5 degrees. I thought, this still feels like -3. So you have to get used to the elements, and you have to prepare for it.
Yeah.
So hopefully this year it won't be as cold.
Yes. So however, we don't want everyone to ride in one big group of 10 people. The idea is to be in smaller groups so that each person rides where they're comfortable. Mm. So you need to find like-minded people. We have some people who really like speed, and then they just go off. So it's not a race to see who gets there first. And you should find people that ride at the same pace and at the same
riding style.
So it's not all the same.
So I mean, important, obviously, you've set that 33 hours. This distance is doable within those 33 hours, without having to resort to, it's not a cannonball run. We're not looking at people breaking the law and going as fast as they possibly can. I know bikers like to push it. Even look, drivers like to push it as well. I drove the Morienthal road this weekend, and there were enough speed demons on that road. But I think quite importantly here, it's a case of, obviously, you've got bikers who are getting involved, and you guys are putting your bodies through this sort of rigmarole to suffer along. But it's also something that's open to people who don't even necessarily ride bikes but want to get involved with the fund. How does that side of sort of sponsoring a rider and a motorcycle work?
Okay. Sorry. So what we have now is, because this is our first, we're looking at approaching maybe 4 or 5 corporates to sponsor a rider. So if you sponsor a rider, then they would wear your branding. And Shell has very generously again offered the Le Friends Shell as a hub. So each time you drive out to a place and you come back to Windhoek, we meet at a location at the Shell training office there in Le Friends, and we have people there waiting all the time. So it doesn't matter what time of the day or night you come back to Windhoek, somebody is waiting there to give you coffee, help you fill the bike, go to the bathroom,
give you a massage.
That would be nice, thanks. Just to climb off the bike and make sure, are you okay? Are you sure? Where are you going? So that we also know at all times where everyone is going. So the idea is to get a few corporates on board, sponsor a couple of riders, put your branding then also at the Shell place, and just get awareness out. In time, obviously, if we could get 20 or 30 corporates, that would be fantastic. But the plan is just to get a few on board to sponsor a rider, and then all that money would go towards the fund. So we don't use the money for anything else. There's no admin expenses. The I'm so sorry.
No worries.
The cost of the marketing at the moment has been split between the BMW Club and the Hog Club. So we're really just putting all the funds aside to be able to assist bikers in the future. Yes.
I think also the what needs to be what Janine said now with the BMW club and the Hog club, what needs to be made clear is this is open for any bikers.
Mm.
Yes.
And obviously we would appreciate assistance at the hub, because the guys at the hub for the last couple of years have been absolutely awesome. I mean, it's 3 o'clock in the morning, you arrive there and they're full of smiles and they've got a coffee ready, and you know, those guys are, they're not riding, but they're happy to help with the bikers. So I mean, if we have people that will be helpful to at the hub as well, it would be great.
Okay, so
open to all bikers.
In terms of that then, in terms of people who want to help out at the hub or want to get involved and ride as well, how can they find out more information? Where can they get in touch?
So they can just email myself or Holger. I'm just trying to get Holger's email address. Mine is quite easy. It's my name, Janine, J-A-N-I-N-E, at solutions with the S at the end .com.na. Holger's is a little bit more difficult because his surname is interesting.
Nobody knows how to spell Holger's surname.
Yes. So I think maybe just email me, or I mean, you can WhatsApp me. I think I'm being silly here, but the majority of the bikers know me. I'm on the Hog Club, on the BMW Club. We ride quite a lot. I try and be, so my number is 0811-244-562. You can phone me or WhatsApp me, and then I can share the information with you.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in and telling us about this endurance challenge, and all the best for when you're doing it.
Thanks very much.
Thank you very much.